Welcome to the Freedom Center, related to anger. What is anger? Anger is an emotion or feeling of great displeasure. It is real. I call it displeasure with a big spike in it. Anger itself is a general term, but what's at stake here is related to the intensity, for what reason the anger comes, and what resulting manifestation or behavior occurs. That is why the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." This speaks to the level and intensity of anger. Two keys come to mind. Don't act until you get your composure and can control yourself. And second, anger will grow in your belly if you leave it and don't deal with it. You know, you often see two different types of outward manifestations of anger in people. They either eclipse into uncontrolled states, outbursting and loosing words of fury upon all them around, or they seethe deep inside and become sullen or sulky, like a begrudging volcano awaiting its day. Both need to be dealt with, as they will lead you beyond normal limits, and neither are God's way. You see, anger likes to dance. How? By engaging or provoking those around it to come to its dance. This being the case, we need to look at ourselves and identify those reasons that we spoke of earlier. When you look at the reasons at what angers you, you will find the roots the enemy is trying to plant or twist in your life. You can be angry for lots of reasons. You didn't get your way. You could have jealousy, which arises like Saul had with David. You could have favoritism displayed toward another, like Joseph's brothers felt towards him when he was favored. You missed it and are angry with yourself about something that you did or said. Maybe somebody wronged you or offended you. Or you don't like to lose, ever. It has been piling up and piling up, and this one was the last straw. Perhaps somebody deceived you, or maybe you're just plain out frustrated or disappointed about what's going on in life, and so forth and so forth. So just as there are lots of reasons, there are lots of things our anger can be directed at. You can be angry at yourself, angry at God, angry at your spouse, angry at your children or other family members. Maybe you're angry at your boss or your employer. The systems that are around you, the world itself, the rules that you need to abide by, or the actions of others. Let's look at Psalms 4:4, which reiterates, "Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still." Selah. Think about it. Anger is a feeling you will have at different times in your life for different reasons. And it is what you do with your anger that counts in God's book. If anger stays in your heart, you know you are out of line with God. For He is love, and when love exists, there is no room for your anger to stay. Remember, anger wants to provoke you, to misuse your tongue, your words, yourself, and others. Anger comes from your mind and tries to override your spirit. Anger's goal is to rise to a level that will result in you being offended or you offending someone else. Keeping and demonstrating anger in your life is a choice. Anger thinks, "I'll show them. They deserve what I'm going to give them. How dare they? I will get my way today or another day. I dislike that or I dislike you. You push the button, or I want to push your buttons. Who do you think you are? In my book, you're no one." Anger is from the enemy, Satan and his forces, remember. It comes into your mind and your flesh and tries to override your spirit. Then it tries to taint and sink into your heart and stay there. It wants you to keep dancing and not sit this one out. It is the enemy trying to get you out of God's lighted path and love dance. Don't be deceived. Recognize it. Get in tune with your temperament. Remove anger and turn to God for more grace, more love, and more mercy today. He will give you a spirit of self-control and use you to bless others instead of cursing others. Go on, dance with Jesus instead of anger. Let's look at some of the written word as it relates to anger. Proverbs 25:23 says, "The north wind brings forth rain, and a backbiting tongue, an angry countenance." Having trouble determining when you're angry? Take a look at your face. Proverbs 29:22 says, "An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds into transgression." Ephesians 6:4 says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath," acted out anger, in other words, "but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Ecclesiastes 7:9 says, "Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools." Luke 15:28 says, "The older brother, when the prodigal son returned, stalked off in an angry sulk and refused to join in. His father came out and tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't listen." You see, anger can get to a point where you won't listen. 2 Corinthians 12:20 says, "I do admit that I have fears, that when I come, you'll disappoint me." This is Paul writing to the church. "And I'll disappoint you. And in frustration with each other, everything falls to pieces. In quarrels, jealousy, flaring tempers, taking sides, angry words, vicious rumors, swelled heads, and general bedlam." Got any of those going on in your life? You know the root. Look at the anger and what's behind it. So, how do we deal with anger and stand against it? Well, first, as we talked about, what is behind it? Dig deep and root it out. Ephesians 12:20 from the Message version of the Bible says, "Go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry, but don't use your anger as fuel for revenge. And don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. So don't fuel anything with your anger, and don't let it stay. If it keeps coming, ask God to show you why these things bother you so much." People often try to justify that there's a righteous anger. And the Bible is clear. Love what God loves and hate what God hates. And my question to you is the love or hate for the same reason that God loves or hates? In my own life, I have found typically not. Second, words, words, words. Watch your words. The tongue has the power of life and death, and we each give an account for every word that we speak in the end. Matthew 5:22 from the Message Bible says, "I'm telling you that anyone who is so much as angry with a brother or sister is guilty of murder. Carelessly call a brother idiot, and you just might find yourself hauled into court. Thoughtlessly yell stupid at a sister, and you are on the brink of hellfire." The simple moral fact is that words kill. So based on this, we need to check ourselves before those words escape from our heart and mind through our mouth. Had some wrong ones? Ask that person and God to forgive you and keep going forward and guard your mouth. Also, you need to know your temperament. Learn what the enemy uses to trigger off your anger. Talk with God and grow your spirit to a point that it can overtake your temperament, regardless of what occurs or what is said and done. If you ask, God will show you. But remember, sometimes it's a little rough when you first get that showing from God. Remember Moses? Think about him when he displayed his anger. Remember, it was the second time that he needed water out of the rock. God told him to speak to the rock. But, you know, those people had been dragging on Moses for quite a while, and he was angry. So instead of speaking to it and doing what God said, he whacked that rock twice with his rod. And the display of his anger kept him from entering the promised land here on earth. So don't let your anger actions keep you from the good things that God has prepared for you here on earth. You also need to separate the person from the behavior and from the spiritual force that is behind it. You see, the enemy is a trickster, so he tries to get you to direct your anger at a person or a behavior instead of him. For instance, if someone betrays you, the behavior is wrong. So first, separate it from the person. Realize that the devil is behind it and is the one who got them to do it. and get mad at him for trying to engage you into hurting that person, who, by the way, is probably already pretty hurt, and you know is deeply wounded inside, or they wouldn't have betrayed you. I know it's not easy, but this is the way to skin anger alive. Don't worry, God is a completely just God, and that person will account someday for their action. You know, God is a God of love, and He loves mercy. Thank goodness, or we would all have our gooses cooked at this point. What does God require of us? Micah 6 makes it clear. He has showed you mercy, O man, and what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, fairly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And the New Testament commands us and shows us that we need to stay focused on two things, loving God and loving others as ourselves. And when we walk in His light and ask Him to fill us with His love, it's the only way that we end up being able to love others. So ask Him for more grace to go through these dance invitations from the enemy and tell him no every time. And remember, when the enemy comes to dance, tell him you're too busy dancing with Jesus and drinking a cup of mercy and grace. Too busy for his petty little games. And go on, as always, stand and stay in love. When you feel anger arising, talk to God, get it out, and replace it with that cup of mercy and grace. Or, another tactic I use is I immediately laugh, if possible. Sometimes I don't feel like it, but I make myself laugh. You see, laughter is the ultimate anger quencher. And you can't belly laugh and be angry at the same time. Trust me, try it out. So let's go to God and let's kick anger out of our life. Please bow your head with me and pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love me and that I'm your child. I thank you that Jesus paid the price for me to be reconciled to God and to live life abundantly. Forgive me for my anger and its resulting actions. They are wrong, and I don't want to dance with anger anymore. Jesus, I want to dance with you instead. I turn from my anger and wrongful ways back to you, Lord. Remove the anger from my heart and life. Soften my heart and replace it with your love. Forgive me for hurting others with my anger and wrathful ways. Angry looks and angry words. I don't want uncontrolled anger anymore. I want to walk in grace, love, and light. Lord, show me now what is behind my anger. Just take a minute, let Him show you. Remove these roots the enemy planted in me now in Jesus' name. Resentment, retaliation, offense and unforgiveness, jealousy, frustration and disappointment. I pull you out of my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, put in its place love, hope, faith, peace, and joy. Spirit of jealousy, anger, and pride, I bind you from operating in my life in Jesus' name. And I rebuke you and cast you out of my heart and life. In Jesus' name. I put the blood of Jesus between you and me. Do not return in Jesus' name. There is no room for you in my life. Lord, loose your Holy Spirit of life and love. Forgiveness, truth, and self-control to operate in my life and my family's life in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, pour out the love of the Father on me. Fill up my heart and increase it every day. Open my spiritual ears and eyes to hear you and receive your words of life. Increase my spiritual discernment so I can immediately identify when the enemy is trying to provoke me. And I will resist his dance and stay in love. Relationships restore in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you give me the grace and strength to go and make right anything that my anger has damaged. I thank you, Lord, that I have a spirit of love, power, sound mind, and self-control. I stand, Lord, thanking you. You are my God. You are my creator. You are my provider. You are my sufficiency. You are my God, and I am your child. Lord, I know you will do what you said you would in the Bible, and it will complete in Jesus' name. Amen. So be it, brother and sister. Now, when anger tries to get you to dance, and it will try to provoke you again, resist it and tell it to go in Jesus' name. And that you are busy dancing with Jesus and want no part of it. Speak out loud, I am a child of God. I am slow to anger. That's Nehemiah 9:17, by the way. And I walk humbly with my God and keep my ways and I keep my tongue. Lord, give me more grace to deal with this and a soft answer to turn away wrath. Anger, I put the blood of Jesus on you. Depart now. My God is a rewarder of those who seek him. Great and mighty is his name. Be blessed, walk in God's love and grace, laugh at the enemy, and see you in heaven someday, Michelle.